So we had a bus, a full bus, and a full van to go down to Student Life. And the cool thing about that was that God worked it out so that everybody who wanted to go got to go. Wanted to go and was allowed to go. Got to go, which was just awesome. And I'll have the people who gave their lives to Christ at Student Life, when everybody gets up on stage, I'll have them stand up and share with you. But we had a lot of people give their lives to Jesus for the first time. We baptized quite a few people, which was really awesome. And God did some phenomenal work in the hearts and the minds of both kids and adults. And I think it's really important you know the latter part, because I understand that there is an emotional side to going away to a place like camp where you say to yourself, the kids, and they can get really emotional, and that's true. But we spend a lot of time talking about the fact that you can be emotional, but that your spirituality has to go beyond your emotions. And so we talked with them a lot about understanding what they were doing and what God was saying to them and who they were and what all that meant for them. And so the stories that they're telling are stories of faith, of young people who are really serious about God and who have had a true encounter with God, not just an emotional moment, and all that that means. Services, if you committed your life to Christ this week, if you come to the front and make a public declaration of faith so that people can see that you did that. So these are the folks who stood up in worship and said that they wanted to give their life to Christ. And it was an awesome thing. There were other kids who recommitted their lives to Christ and other kids who got set free from stuff. But what a powerful thing to see God at work in doing that. So I'm gonna invite Rich, if you come. You in the middle of something? Okay. All right. Yeah. Do you mind sharing? Whatever you'd like to share. Just take a moment. Come on up front.
Hi, I'm Angel. I've been going to the youth group for like about a year, and I didn't know if they really knew what they meant to me, because like there's just a lot of stuff that happened to me in my life, and they got me through a lot of it without even knowing. Like, you know, there were entire weeks where, like, the only thing that got me through the week was knowing that, you know, for 3 hours on Sunday night that I would be somewhere where people, like, actually cared and they actually loved me, and, like, I knew it.
I love you!
Yes. And then on Wednesday night it was really awesome because, like, Louie talked about darkness, and God got me through a lot of darkness. And then Chris played Amazing Grace and The Change Is On, which is now my favorite song ever. And I was just holding my hands up and praising God, and I couldn't even sing because I was crying so hard. And Andrew put his hands on me and he was like praying for me and stuff, and I thought that was awesome because like I've never had like a pastor do that. I thought that was really cool. And
I've been going to Student Life for 5 years. And I didn't give my life to Christ at this Student Life, but I did 2007 Student Life. But we, like, the first time we had 12 boys. Like, the very first show of Student Life, we only had 12 boys at once. And then it wasn't that much more the next few, but then this time we had almost 80 people, or 80 kids, and none of that would have been possible without the support of this church through all three services that we have. So the work you guys do is really good, and makes a lot of what we do possible.
my name is Tara. And I've been going to Student Life for 3 years. This is my third year. And this past year, my senior year in high school, has been absolutely crazy. In good ways and bad ways. Like, graduation was obviously a good thing. But, like, I've been having a lot of problems with my mom, and my life at home hasn't been very good. And I've just had a lot of problems with depression. And this week, Louis described, like, a few months ago, his mother died. And he described basically watching her die from cancer and sitting in the hospital and talking about how he celebrated when she died because she was in a better place. And she had lived all her life praising God. And just that whole thing, like, my dad died when I was 6, and ever since then, I didn't really come to terms with it at the time, because I didn't understand it, but as I get older, the more I am forced to deal with it, because the more I understand, which it just comes up randomly, and I used to be scared of death, like, I would just sit awake at night thinking I'm going to die one day, and it scared me so bad. But this week, I finally conquered that fear, which was a huge step for me. And now I know that I have a God who loves me and will make sure that when I do die, it'll be the right time, because everything he does is for a reason. And the last thing that happened, something that happened to me this week, did not happen to me specifically. It happened to my brother Dylan. He's not here right now, but Thursday night, he stood up and talked about the way his life has been going, which is, he's really quiet and very serious. A lot of people don't know him very well because he is not very outgoing, but he has always been my hero, essentially. I look up to him even though he's 2 years younger than me. And he stood up and he talked about how whenever he was younger, like whenever my dad died, whenever he went to preschool, he would wait by the window and follow my mom out because he was afraid that the same thing was going to happen to my mom. And when he was in kindergarten and in early elementary school, he hid under desks and didn't want to talk to anybody. And this week, he gave his life to Christ. And that is such a huge step for him, because it's like a weight has been lifted off his chest. And people finally got to see the Dylan that I know, which is like the most amazing person. And he really inspired me. Whenever he was talking, I just broke down, because I knew that everything he was saying had happened, but hearing it from him and hearing him talk about God, which is the first time he's ever done something like that, was incredible, and it was just amazing.
So far we've heard from different persons. This time I'm very excited, because everyone has a story. Andrew was pressing on that with the kids one night, that everybody has a story and your story matters. Then Dylan, Tara's brother, talked. And then that really gave an opportunity for some other people to share their story. You want to say something? You're holding the microphone. All right, I guess someone after you, so go ahead. This is Derek Coles. This is Nikki's nephew. I don't know who else he is, but this is Derek Coles.
Yeah. Well, I'm Derek, and this was my third year of Student Life, and it was pretty amazing. Probably the best year I've been to. Like, it's just watching everybody just come together, like, not just through God, like, better the relationship with God, but with each other. Like, friendships were made, everyone's all crying and hugging. It's just awesome. And then seeing everyone, like, see all these new kids just give their lives to Christ, just is awesome. Like, the first year, that was me. I was just gave my life to Christ that year, and it's pretty incredible. But like every time Louis like talks about something or Chris Tomlin sing, you can feel it. Like it's inside you. You just gotta scream it out. It's like it's amazing. It's incredible. So I'm so blessed that I got to go 3 years, and I hope everybody else gets to go forever. Like, I hope we can all just go forever. Like, it's just thanks to you guys for helping us get there, and it's just hard to explain. Like, it's incredible when you're down there. Like, you think it's awesome here. Like, the first day, you're just like, boom, like you're done. Like, you've entered the new level of Jesus right there. Like, it's just Jesus. Like,
Jesus.
It's great. So all you young kids that are thinking about going, or even like young old people that want to go, like, you guys need to go. It's really, it's life changing. That's all I gotta say.
Good job.
We try to emphasize, and we're going to talk about tonight a little bit about that what happens at camp is often emotional, but the fact that you have come to know Christ remains when you don't feel it. The fact is like the engine that pulls the train, and our faith is, we're going to talk about, is like a coal car that feeds our life, but our faith is sometimes strong, sometimes we have. Our faith is weakened by troubles and stuff like that, and an emotion is like the caboose that comes with us sometimes. But if you guys pray for these, pray for us, pray for these guys, and we'll pray for you that we wouldn't be led by just our feelings, but our feelings would give us the opportunity to respond to God. One guy said to me, he's still here, but he said to me, Thursday night, he said, "Rich, I didn't get a chance to share my story. I guess I'll have to wait till next year." I said, "No, not next year. How about Sunday night? You know." And he shared a little bit of it this morning, but I do want to ask Corinne to come up and say something.
Yes.
About Jesus.
Yes.
This is Derek Cole's cousin.
Hi, I'm Corinne. I was a senior this past year, and I'm going to Shenandoah University in the fall. My senior year was pretty difficult for me because I felt like everyone else had a plan and knew where they were going to go, and I didn't. So I tried making my own plans, and of course nothing went the way that I thought it should go or that I wanted it to go. Shenandoah was not my first choice. It wasn't my second choice. It's not where I wanted to go, but I figured out that it was where I was supposed to go, and that's where God wanted me to go. And this past week at Student Life, I was assured that God has a plan for me and that I am following His plans. Thanks.
I want to hear more for Corinne. That's all we get.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, this is John Langenstein. I'm thinking about taking my last name, the Langenstein, because then my name would be Richie Green Langenstein. So I'm thinking about it. Go, Edwin.
Okay. Am I going? Am I on? I'm on. Okay. So I'm going to start with the first night of student life, and really the first and the last night of student life are normally the most emotionally charged. But for me, they were also beyond emotion, they were the best nights, which, now that I look back, we were talking about most of the week, the books of Genesis and Revelation. So, tell me that's a coincidence, I think not. But the first night, Louis had the spiritual leaders of each church go up and fill the space in front of the stage, and they all went up. And he had those who wanted to kneel would kneel and pray for the spiritual leaders. And so there was the prayer. And then when I got up off my knees and I looked down at them, I saw that when everyone was standing, you could not tell who the spiritual leaders were and who the regular students were. And for some reason, the verse that popped in my head when I saw that was when Jesus was talking to his disciples and said that through your faith, if you command this mountain to jump into the waters, it will do it. And I realized that through his power, we can all become the spiritual leaders. We can all go out into the world and preach his message and through him do that. And then throughout the week, I began to think of, you know, you need, he was talking about the thread that goes through the Bible, which is the covenant of retribution for the human race. And he said, he wasn't thinking about it, I don't think, when he said it, but he said he had two people come up with a sewing kit and hold thread, and one was white thread and the other was red thread. And he said about the red thread that all thread should be red, because without red, thread is and I thought about that, and it's that even had significance in it. Because throughout all the Bible, we have people. The reason that we are here in this church today talking about this camp is because of sacrifices people have made. From Abraham to the last of the apostles, we are built on sacrifice. And then I realized that we need to be willing to go out and sacrifice all that we have for God. And then comes the final night when a blue light, Jesus. Actually, a blue light does have to do with the last night, so that's cool. The last night was beginning, and I was looking around the auditorium, nasium thing, looking, you know, just seeing what people were doing. And I noticed above the stage, and they didn't have fog machines, I confirmed this, but there was, it looked like there was a fog above the stage, which made me think Solomon's Temple, fog, Holy Spirit. Yeah. And as the night went on, I was going towards the end. And this is where I am going to get a bit more serious with what I say. But towards the end, I was sitting there, and somehow I managed to almost nod off. But then all of a sudden, I was snapped awake. And I was like, okay, I'm awake. Why is this? And then I closed my eyes for a second, and I saw myself kneeling on a rocky plain surrounded by people. And then the rocks around me all slid down until there was nothing but me on this one rocky spot, and a big hole. Then from the hole came this glorious light, crackling with thunder and lightning and every beautiful thing you can ever imagine. And I look at it, and I'm like, this is amazing, but if it was God, I would be, you know, prostrate on my face. I would be dead and or like I was dead. And then a voice said, you're right, you would be. You're not ready yet. And just that, that was beautiful in the fact that it didn't say, you're right, you're not going to see it, or you're right, I'm not, but it said, you're not ready yet. And that, combined with the fact that he was talking about the veil in the temple being torn, which for the first time I realized that, you know, the veil in the temple, when Jesus died, it was torn, and behind that veil was the Ark of the Covenant, you know, God's original promise to man. And then when the veil was torn, he said, now the promise is open to you all. You don't need a high priest to come in here to sacrifice. I did it. You can just walk up to me and say hello. You know, you can praise me by yourself. You don't need a priest. Follow the priest, but you don't, you know, follow me. And it was glorious. And thank you all for supporting us and sending us out there. And here's a microphone.
Hello. Okay. I'm Sabrina. This was my third year of going to Student Life. I actually became a Christian 3 years ago at Student Life, and I got baptized last year. This year was very encouraging to me because I've had a very, very rough year. I've been through a lot of stuff, depression, you know, a lot, just a lot. And, like, seeing all of us come together in Christ was just a beautiful thing. Like, seeing JR back there, I don't know where he is.
He left.
Oh, he left. Seeing him get baptized and Steve, that was probably one of the most amazing things I've ever seen, because Student Life, it's not just for the kids. It's for everyone. I don't think any adult could have gone there not getting anything out of it. It's a beautiful experience where we all came together, and we all cried together, and we all shared each other's pain, and we all tried to heal each other through God. That in itself is just beautiful to me. Lately, I've been thinking a lot about my future and how to incorporate God into it. And, of course, you all know I work downstairs with the kids. I hope next year that I can still work with kids and churches and stuff. And I think God is going to help all of us not just have our faith in student life and have that one strong link. I think we're all going to try and keep it strong, even though it always seems around December, it sort of fizzles out. But I think this year's going to be different.
As I was saying, I just want to thank all of you for supporting us through prayers and paying some of these guys their complete way to go. I know that everyone else feels the same way I do. But, I also want to thank Michelle Walters in the back here for all the wonderful meals we had this week. But the first night really struck me the most was it started off with a song called Spirit Fall by Chris Tomlin. And it really set the mood for the entire night of where Louis just, I'm not sure if it was a talk or what, it was just, you could tell the Holy Spirit had just fallen on the entire place. People were, everyone was kneeling down praying. It was just, Pastor Andrew was kneeling down. It was mind-blowing about all these people just praising God and praying for everyone, not just themselves. I know I kind of have a tendency to be self-centered when I pray. I always think, oh, this is God going good for me. I need to pray about this, this, and this. I don't really think about the other people in my group that need are hurting or anything. It's just always my needs. But Monday really shook my my world, really. And, this whole prayer thing just really was enlightening because the Holy Spirit was there. It was just the rest of the week you could tell it was there, and the people who were giving their lives to Christ and people being baptized. It's not that people weren't just doing it out of emotion. They were for it. They were devoted to this cause of changing their life for the better. It was just like, Steve, man, he's... I know I always give him a hard time, but you're the man. But all these people giving their testimonies, that was just, it's just amazing. All these people here, just their love for God's enormous. And I know that if you just let them go, J.R. said this in the first service, that there'll be no need for armies or wars. The world will be as God wants it because of all the compassion and love that the youth have in this world. And if you ever get a chance to talk to any of these guys, I'm sure they'll tell you the same thing, that compassion is definitely one of the strongest ways of showing God's love to anybody. Just amazing stuff that you can do through compassion. It's beautiful.
Good job!
This is my third year going down with these guys, and you know, every year it's a little different for each of us to go. And I've been through different ways there, different feeling center. This year, I really just went to be there for the kids, and I found myself a lot of the nights just kind of separating myself from the music and everything, and just watching them. And early on, it was clear to see we brought kids this year that we've never taken before, who I've never even seen at youth group. And it was great to take them there. And that, I remember Tuesday night standing there looking at them. I actually pulled out my phone and I made a list of those who, just watching them, I didn't think they got it. You could just tell they weren't really sure about it. Some of them were trying to ignore it. They were really fighting with it. And with that list, I know I prayed a lot on that list this week. I counted this morning, it was 19 kids, 19 names I had on that list. And, you know, somebody earlier in one of the earlier services said, you can't put a price tag on someone's soul.
Amen.
It really rings true. I mean, we worked hard to get everybody down there. This church has been wonderful for providing for us to get there. And if we made a difference in one person's life, it would be worth it. But of those 19 people I wrote down, 11 of them stood up this week and gave their life to God. So I think it's a wonderful thing we're doing down there, a wonderful thing that these kids are involved in. And you know, I just wanted to share with you that the things that you're helping us with and the things that we're working up for, working for your God is making things happen. So I just want to thank you all.
Thanks, Steve.
Every year it seems like it gets shorter and shorter, and it seems like so many awesome things can happen, and it, you know, there was just more time. And yesterday when I blogged, the first paragraph I said, you know, a lot of people will journal, and that helps them out a lot. But so many things race through my mind, it's almost like I need a tape recorder every time to say what I'm thinking. So writing a journal doesn't help me. And this week after the first night, it revealed to me that I was going to learn how to pray effectively this week for other people, and not get caught up in a lot of emotion and just do what God wanted me to do. And the first night with Brenton, that really, I saw a lot of things happen. And then it was like for the rest of the week, God started foreshadowing stuff for me and really told me exactly what to pray for. And JR is not here, and I haven't told JR this, but after the first night, he told me, he goes, you know, I almost stood up tonight, but I felt like I had to remind myself that it was just for the kids. And I knew something was going to happen to JR, and I didn't know exactly what it was, but I knew something was. So I started praying for something for JR to happen, and then he got baptized. And he stood up one night and talked in our small group. The same thing happened with a couple other people. One day, I knew something was going to happen with Josh Kelly, and then that night he got on his knees, and I went up and prayed for him. And then that night he told something that had really been weighing him down, and I feel like that really took off a burden. But it was like God told me exactly what to pray for. And that happened about six other times. And a lot of other things have happened in my life that there's, you know, I've seen how powerful prayer can be. But, one of the Arrington twins said, you know, sometimes you got to double check, and you need to prove something. And I really felt like that's what happened to me with the prayer thing. Really, just once you get in the spirit, and some big things can happen. And I really pushed on a lot of people this week just to not get caught up in the emotion. And when you come back to Berkeley Springs, to keep the fire going and strong and fuel it up. And yesterday, I went over to Rich's last night, and I was driving there. I watched the sunset, and you know, I was like,
the same sun that we all watched rise in Daytona Beach rose this morning in Berkeley Springs in the snow. There's not a different sun. It's all one sun. And, you know, the Son of God that rescued us and relieved us and didn't die for us and all that, it's the same Son that we have right here that we had all this past week. It's not like there's something in Daytona Beach that's not here. It's not like there's something in Guatemala that's not here, in Africa that's not here. It's the same thing, and it's really challenged me to challenge others to keep it up. And this morning, as we were all singing the song in first service and then in Rankin's, you know, I feel like this is the best group we've ever taken down to student life. I mean, I feel like we got some big things ahead of us in the next year, and that, you know, as we send people off to college, they're going to change the campuses. And I can't wait to go to college and join them in what they're going to start this year. We have a lot of people going to different colleges. They're going to do something on those campuses that's never been done before, and I have full faith in that. And I also told Rich last night that I feel that I'm more prepared now to go into our high school and witness the people that I know that God can do something in that I haven't been able to do before just because I didn't feel confident enough. And, you know, there's a lot of things that happen they can't that you forget about exactly if you try to generalize it all. But you don't have to go to camp to, you know, change somebody's life, as a lot of people have said. And on the way home, me and JR and Phil and Andrew had a conversation which turned into like a 6.5-hour sermon, which was awesome because I love it. And this summer's really just, it's shown me a lot about me and my future and what I can do. And I really look up to people like Andrew and Rich and all the other leaders. And thank all of you for your prayerful support, because a lot of things happened this week that I believe you guys had influence on, and you helped a lot of people this week.
Yeah.
Just thank you. I can't thank you more.
I want to follow Brady real quick. Just something really quick. This is my third year, and every year I've got to spend my birthday with all these kids. Last year was a wonderful birthday. Two of my kids got baptized. So this year, I just wanted to share that, number one, my husband got baptized on my birthday.
Aww.
Brady.
That's so cute.
Brady's been waiting. He wanted to get baptized in the Jordan River, and that's been his dream, and I, you know, kind of encourage him every year. You really think you're going to get there and get baptized? Why don't you go ahead? You know, even walking into the ocean on Thursday, I said to him, are you going to do it today? And he said, no. And I said, okay. But when we were almost done, he stepped up and he got baptized. And when he came over to me and I said, I'm really proud of you. I love you. He said, happy birthday. I love you more. So I just wanted to share that was really special. I've had a wonderful birthday 3 years in a row with all these kids. Watching all these kids get baptized, and adults, is a special memory I'll always treasure. So.
Hey, I'm Logan Robertson. This is my first year going, and I just have to say, wow. I mean, you can't possibly describe that, even if you really try. Pray to God to give you words to describe that. It's just He is what describes that. It was amazing. Just, we went to this huge thing, so many people worshiping God at one time. You could tell so many of them really meant it. Some people were really trying to get it, and that was awesome too. It was just, I never thought that many people could be in one place and think all the same thing. I just never thought that was possible going to school as I did. It's just like, that was amazing. And that wasn't even the most amazing part, just going into our small group, like the people that we took. We connected with God in a way that was, I have to say, flawless. Like, we connected with each other perfectly, and in Him. And in Him, we just became like how humans are supposed to be. We're just connected in a perfect way, just trying to help each other, love each other, cry with each other, we hugged each other. It was like we'd known each other all of our lives, and it was amazing. And I don't know how you could ever describe that, ever replace that moment. That was one of the greatest moments in my life, and I never thought it would ever happen again. I said this one thing, because I was like, you know, I want to participate in this thing, because, you know, I'm going down, I want God to help me help other people. I want to help me, you know, so what can I say, what can I do? And I was praying about it one day, and then last day he wanted me to say something. You know, tell everybody, I feel kind of weird, but he wanted me to tell everybody this. You know, I was staying in the hotel, you know, hotels, like, they were really bad. Well, I got up in the morning, you know, taking my shower, I was the first one to get up with my group, and it was like a really sucky shower. I mean, sorry to say that one night, but and get in there, and it's like this little drizzle coming out of the shower spout, and it's really cold. So it's like, yeah, I really don't want to take a shower in this, but I have to. I have the time. I have to be at this place. So I sat all the way to hot, hoping that it would get more pressure and it would be warmer, and I could take a shower. And as I was doing this, I get in, and it was cold. And I really didn't like it, but it was cleaning me. And as I was taking a shower, it slowly did get warmer, and it slowly got more pressure, and it was amazing. It like, was warm, and I was cleaning, and it was awesome. And that's sort of how life is. You go into problems, and you put faith in Jesus, and you step into that problem, and it's cold, and it's like not very good. It just is really awful. But when you put faith in Jesus like that, he'll warm up, and he'll protect you, and it'll just get better from there. And that was amazing.
Yeah.
Son? I want to say what a blessing it was to, for an old guy like me, to be able to hang out with such an awesome group of young people. And I love you all, and I hope you know that. God really put a place in my heart for these people. So, Rich, you were asking for help. You got me, so
whatever you
need, just ask. God, Brady talked about the sunset last night. I saw that same sunset. It was awesome. And God has revealed himself to me in powerful ways throughout my life, either a sunset or a sunrise or a full moon or a starry night or when my children were born. You know, you sense that awesomeness of God. But I think one of the most awesome ways that he revealed himself was this week when I saw him change people's hearts. And lives were changed and hearts were changed, and to witness that and see these people just praising God with all their heart and with all their soul and with all their strength. I mean, it was a blessing to me. I've never seen my son Benjamin praise God in that way ever before, and it was a real blessing. So these are very special people, and it was great to be there. Now, what is going to be the challenge, though, now for these people is that there was a big celebration in heaven. I mean, there's a party going on for all these souls. But Satan now knows that war is on, and he's going to come after you. The battle is on. So all of us here need to do what we can to be there for these young people. Whatever it is, it's teaching Sunday school, just have a listening ear. Provide your financial resources. Whatever it is, they're going to need us. They need each other. And so we got to be there for them, and I just want to encourage you to do that.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me hang out with you.
We have just two more things. We've got a video we'd like you to see of, well, not a video, but a slideshow, and then we're going to sing one of the songs that we were really being blessed by all week. So, roll it.
I will sing no other name.
Saying, can anybody explain it real quick? He said, with all my fountains, what does that mean? I forgot, I didn't understand it. What does it mean, all my fountains are in you?
Let Josh explain it.
Do it, Josh. Do it in the mic. Okay. He said, but I forgot.
No, Josh said it here.
I thought what this, all my fountains means, that whenever you drink, I can't remember what it says in the Bible, but he's talking to his disciples and to a big crowd. He's like, whenever you drink the earth's water, you will thirst again. But whenever you drink my water, the living water, you will never thirst and you will never need ever again. That's what I thought it meant.
Yeah. Oh, I also have one. About one, three, and four, I think, channels. I got a drum on channel one. Awesome. Y'all want to stand up with us and try it out?